You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Major League Baseball ended its regular season yesterday, but for Illinois baseball fans, it's not over yet. For just the third time in history, the first time since 2008, both the Cubs and the White Sox have advanced to the playoffs. And if you're one of the many Illinois-based St. Louis Cardinals fans, too, well, they made it as well. The wild card round begins Tuesday, and the Cubs are set to face the Miami Marlins. The White Sox will face the Oakland A's, and the Cardinals will play the San Diego Padres in a new playoff format in this abbreviated season. Joining us now to recap the season and help us preview the playoffs is Shelray Stout, sports reporter covering the White Sox and Cubs and other teams for WBEZ. Hello, Cheryl. Welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. And listeners, if you want to join the conversation, Cubs, White Sox, Cardinals fans want to share any playoff predictions or you have a question for Shelray Stout, the number is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. So Cheryl, first, MLB was the first major team sport to return to play in the U.S. in the midst of the COVID-19 outbreak. How did that go?
It was rocky at times. They had trouble with their testing. You know, sometimes they couldn't even get on the field for practice because test results were pending. You did have the outbreak with certain teams. St. Louis Cardinals was one, Miami Marlins another. So there was some unevenness. But when you think about it, Brian, at the end of the day, they completed a 60-game season, which is surprising. And they learned from the NBA and the NHL, the playoffs have to be restrictive. And that's why they're going to be doing the NLDS, all the other ones beyond the wild card, away from home in secluded areas.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Cubs, the White Sox, the Cardinals, as I said, all made the playoffs this year, but the format is different. So what can you tell us about that beyond the seclusion?
Well, the format is very interesting because for the first time, you usually only had 10 teams. You now have 16 teams. So this week, it will be a wild card series. I use that in quotations. It will be a three-game series, best of three games, and it will be at the higher seeds home for all three games instead of going on the road. And then after that, they will and every day is a game. They will not have a day off until the World Series. So it's kind of interesting. And because this way the situation was, the White Sox and the Cubs and the Cardinals have been playing amongst their own division or the AL or the NL, you know, comparable division. This will be the first time that teams will be going outside of their bubble, and I put that again in air quotes,
right,
to another state, another city. So, you know, with the Cubs hosting the Marlins, they haven't faced the Marlins. The White Sox are playing the A's, they haven't faced the A's. And, of course, the Padres have not seen the Cardinals. So it's going to be kind of interesting.
So what should fans expect from this Cubs-Marlins three-game series?
It should be interesting because the Marlins, last year they had 105 losses. And they were a team that had, I believe it was 19 players that had COVID. So they had some real issues. But they're coming into Wrigley Field with flame-throwing pitching. So it's going to be interesting as far as that goes. And when you look at the Cubs, this is a veteran team that a lot of people were wondering about if they'd stay together because they're talking about trading Chris Bryant and such going into the season. Now with the season over with, it's going to be interesting because they've struggled offensively, but Yu Darvish is going to be really key and Kyle Hendricks is going to be real key.
And what about the White Sox and Oakland A's? What are you looking forward to in that matchup?
Well, the White Sox, they really were slumping this last week. They've lost 8 out of their last 10 games. But they're going to be going with their two ace pitchers, Lucas Giolito and Dallas Keuchel. And on the flip side, the A's is a team. They've been in the postseason the last 3 years. So they're a little more playoff ready. They also have one of the best pitchers in baseball right now, Chris Barrett, who used to be in the bullpen, was brought in and had one of the best seasons you could have. It's going to be interesting. And here's for Cub fans, Tommy Listello is with the A's. So if you want to peek at that series, that's one to look at too.
So I know you don't cover the Cardinals, but a lot of our downstate Illinois listeners are Cards fans and they're playing the Padres. I wonder if you can talk a little bit. You mentioned the Cardinals were one of these teams that had a major COVID outbreak that prevented them from playing for over a week. Do you have a sense of how they match up with the Padres?
Well, you know what? I tip the cap to the Cardinals. They had so many doubleheaders going down this stretch. I mean, to be able to pull that off and still be able to play. But they're facing a Padres team similar to the White Sox, where you had all these young players that are, you know, were considered top prospects rising to the level of being able to produce. And one of them is a former White Sox prospect and Fernando Tatis Jr. This is a team that's going to be tough. And again, the Cardinals are going to have to travel. You know, they're traveling to the West Coast, like the White Sox are traveling to the West Coast. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how that all fares out.
And, last thing I want to ask you about, both Chicago teams played each other this weekend. Did we learn anything from this city rivalry series this weekend? And is there a chance we're going to have a World Series played off of Addison or 35th Street?
Well, it won't be played here. You know, unfortunately, they will be playing the World Series in Texas, is the way that the league has done it. But it would be really hard pressed for either team to really advance far because they have so many flaws. The White Sox, again, their hitting has slumped a lot. The Cubs, you know, this is their last hurrah because there's a lot of thought going into the fact that they may be losing some of their core players. But you know, if Anthony Rizzo and if Kyle Schwarber and if you know Chris Bryant, who's been injured throughout this shortened season, can get it together, and Javi Baez, of course, they could make a little bit more of a run than the White Sox.
Cheryl-Ray Stout covers Chicago sports for Chicago Public Radio Station WBEZ. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
You're welcome, Brian.
And that is all the time we have for today. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. If you were listening to our graduated income tax constitutional amendment FAQ series, you heard we got a lot of text messages, a lot of great questions from you, our listeners, that we were able to read on air. We would love for you, if you're not in the group, to join it. Join us and help us shape our coverage. Text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. You can find every way to contact us at our website, 21stshow.org. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpesson's our engagement producer, and our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Scullark, and Chantal Vaca. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.